Our next session is the Social Security Administration Regional Trust Leads presentation regarding SSI trusts. We're going to have someone joining us live, and so we have Paiya Mayo here. Paiya is a lifelong Baytown resident. He earned both his undergraduate and law degrees at the University of Houston in a career that spans over 30 years. He has extensive experience in elder law, Medicaid planning, special needs trust, disability law, and veterans benefits. Online, we have Amanda Flood. Amanda is a supplemental security income social insurance specialist in the Dallas Social Security Administration regional office. Amanda provides regional leadership, policy and procedural guidance, and system support for field offices and teleservices centers. Additionally, Amanda is a liaison to central office for programmatic and systems issues. Amanda has been with the SSA for 36 years. Please welcome Paiya and Amanda.
Thank you, Ms. Margaret. Good morning, everyone. As Ms. Margaret stated, I'm Amanda Flood, and once again, I'm honored and to attend this year's conference representing the Social Security Administration, or SSA. I bring you greetings from Dallas Regional Office, and I thank you all for your interest in the information that I will share, and I hope that you find it all beneficial. For this 20th year, I thought I'd change up the content a bit. If you attended previous conferences, you probably remember some of the topics that we've talked about. I just wanted to change it up a bit this year to give you a different view of how we evaluate SSI trust. So again, as the title says, SSA Regional Trust Lead presentation regarding SSI trust. So for those trusts that are established with the assets of an individual on or after January 1st of 2000, SSA follows specific policy regarding disbursements from the trust and earnings and additions to the trust, and also post-eligibility changes in the trust's resource status. So in this session, I'm going to provide a summary of the policy for the trust principal that is not a resource, how we look at these disbursements, how we look at these additions, and the trust principal is a resource, the difference in how we look at those disbursements and those policies. And of course, I have a couple of examples to help, you know, bring the information home. So my objectives, as you see, I have four for today. So first, I'm going to talk about the policy for disbursements from the trust. So those items that the trustee is disbursing, how does SSA look at, how do we evaluate, how do we count those disbursements? And then I'm going to talk about policy for earnings on and additions to trust. So if something is added to the trust, how does SSA evaluate those earnings, those additions? And then I want to talk about post-eligibility changes in the trust resource status. So that's information about reopening, that's information about amendments, so I'll give you more details on that. And I like to leave some time for questions, because usually you have some. Unfortunately, since I'm not on site, you can't pull me over later on to ask the question, so I'm going to try my best to leave enough time to address as many questions as possible. Next slide. Okay, so my normal disclaimer is that this presentation discusses general SSI trust policy and procedures. Of course, what I'm saying today, we cannot say we're going to apply it across the board. So again, it's general, gives us a starting point. But for those specific cases that you have that involves an SSI claim or some type of post-eligibility event, then of course, those are going to require an evaluation first by the servicing field office technician, and then subsequently by the regional trust review team. And of course, when necessary, we will send the case to the Office of the General Counsel if it requires further evaluation. Next slide. Okay, so objective one. So what is our policy for disbursements from trust? And this information is found in our program's operation manual system POMS that you've heard about already thus far. And it's in part SI, it's in chapter 11, in subchapter 20, section 201, subsection I, which we just abbreviate as SI 0120.201I.